Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we have a morning session on this matter of this loving relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And I thought this verse was awesome. It's very personal, you know. It says, I have asked, I seek. And you ask from Jehovah, personally. You know, this relationship is exhibited in this verse. And you are beholding the beauty of the Lord.
Amen.
Beholding Him personally. But of course, it's in the context of the house, which is awesome. But anyways, you know, it's marvelous because our God is so great. The great God in the universe who is a man. A genuine man. A real man. And this one is so concerned about us that he would want to have a personal, affectionate, private, intimate relationship with us. Seemingly, even sometimes we may think we're insignificant or something like this, but to him we're not insignificant in the least. We're very significant to the Lord. Very, very important.
Amen.
To the Lord.
Amen.
He loves us to the uttermost.
Amen.
His love is so great for us. So however you feel, whatever may be going on in your environment, that would cause you maybe to consider that the Lord's heart isn't that great toward you, that's really not true. The fact is, He loves you to the uttermost.
Amen.
Beyond even your understanding. And my understanding, the Lord loves us. And wants a relationship with us that is one specifically, I love this word, mutuality. It's one of mutuality.
Amen.
In love.
Amen.
So we may not realize that much how much the Lord feeds on our love toward Him. How much does He feed on this? A lot, actually. I know we feed on His love and we enjoy His love for us. But He also enjoys our love toward Him. The relationship is mutual. A mutual relationship. And you consider, even just after last night, I mean, how can you not be attracted to the Lord? How can you not be? There's no one in the universe that's as beautiful as He is. No one's like Him. No one has His kind of fragrance. No one is as aromatic as Christ. I mean, we were all attracted somehow, or we probably wouldn't be sitting here. There's just something about Christ.
Amen.
We love Him.
Amen.
You can't even see Him.
Amen.
But you love Him.
Amen.
What is this? It's amazing.
Amen.
Just to look at Him, even though He's invisible, is the most wonderful thing in the universe.
Amen.
To behold the Lord.
Amen.
So precious. And His concern for you, His care for you as well, is one that you just think of. Why does the Lord care the way He does? You know, sometimes the Lord just does things, it seems like, just to make you happy. He just wants to make you happy. So He'll just do something for you. He's very romantic like this, you know. Sometimes, in my experience, it's when actually, for some reason, I think something's going to happen in a negative way. For some reason, you know, maybe it's just the way that I am. I'm kind of a bit sometimes on the pessimistic side. This is not going to turn out so great. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm anxious. And then all of a sudden, the Lord just comes in. Marvelous. He just takes care of us. Because He knows what we need. And He cares for us in this kind of way. Very, very personal, tailor-made care for all of us. Okay? Very significant that the relationship is personal. Personal. So, this kind of fellowship is related to our personal time with the Lord. In an affectionate relationship with the Lord. And this develops in our morning time with the Lord. And hopefully, this would develop in our having a time set apart during the day. You know? Just to have a time. That I just go be with Christ.
Amen.
Every day. No matter what. I'm going to be with the Lord because I love Him and He loves me. If I'm actually going to get to know Him, I have to spend time. And in my experience, this is the way my relationship with the Lord has developed over time, is through these personal times with the Lord that I built up in college, at my university. And you know, it's good practically to have a place that you would go. Maybe on your camp, maybe even have two or three places that you feel very comfortable. If you go there, I'm going to have time with the Lord. No one's around. You found the place. You like it. You can be loud if you want to be loud. You can be quiet if you want to be quiet. You can pretty much do whatever you want there with the Lord in your personal private time with Him. So I just want to share this. You know, practically, in my experience with the Lord, something that's very helpful to me, particularly if I have something pressing, or if I wake up in the morning and maybe I'm thinking about what I have to do that day. Brother Ricky shared in the very beginning of this training, I think maybe even the first thing he shared was to be emptied. We need to empty ourselves. In my experience in the morning specifically, it's very helpful just to empty yourself. Just empty out. And as we learn to do this, you can do it really fast, actually, in a way that you can just relieve yourself of all the kind of anxieties of the day or of what is to come. Just give it to the Lord. Lord, okay, I have to do this. Lord, I just give it to You. Lord, I need to take care of this today. Lord, I give this to You. Lord, take care of this. Lord Jesus Christ, just offer this to You this morning. Okay, I got five things. I just offered them to the Lord in about 2 minutes. The Lord's going to take care of it. Now I'm open. I'm empty. Okay, Lord, now what? Now let's just talk. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, now just infuse. Lord, just shine on me this morning.
Amen.
Lord, what are You doing today? You know, you just get rid of it. Throw it. Cast your anxiety to the Lord. Cast it away. Now, right there, just to behold the beauty of the Lord. So this is a very good practice. You know, tell Him all. You know, you can tell the Lord anything, right? Anything that's going on in your life, you can tell the Lord. Because He actually cares. He really cares.
Amen.
Others may not care that much, but He does. And He responds to what you say. And He has a compassion for you. And He wants to hear what you have to say. And He even wants to relieve you of what may be pressing you. Because this is our God. Just who He is. And lastly, I would just share practically as another practical tip. You know, we just have to practice being with the Lord and learning who He really is, for as He shines on us and unveils to us His beauty while we're in His presence. We learn to just enjoy the Lord in this kind of way over time. It just takes time to build it up. But He will reveal to us more and more who He is. But practically, I realized through a lot of testimonies and through the sharing of the brothers, Satan really doesn't like this. And he tries to distract us. You know, his brother was sharing about the thoughts. Another thing, some of the sisters testified, you know, of the cell phone and the text messages. Got a call right when I wanted to spend 5 minutes with the Lord. Or this brother even shared that yesterday morning, like, just 5 minutes I wanted to share with the Lord. And then bam, the phone rings. Like, what? Didn't ring the first 5 minutes. It didn't ring the 15 minutes before that. So I would just say this, in my experience, in my practice, I will not check a text message in the morning before I have my time with the Lord. It will not happen. I will not do it. I won't do it. Why not? Because every time I've done it, it's never been significant enough that I should have checked it before I got my time with the Lord. There's not one time I can remember where I needed to check it before I had my time with the Lord. Not once. So you just don't check it. You just don't answer until you have your time with the Lord. And then practically, you have a way to guard yourself from whatever the enemy will try to throw at you. It can wait for 30 minutes. It can wait for 15 minutes. Whatever it may be, it can wait. So amen. Just wanted to share this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Just to strengthen that point, when I have my morning time in the Lord, I never take my phone with me. I leave it. I go for a walk, and the phone is at home. So if there's something very important, then I'll find out about it later. Anyways, I just wanted to strengthen the speaking on. And so what I'd just like to do is read you a few quotes. I think we'd like to give you a good amount of time today. But, I'll just say a few things now. Just read you a few quotes just to give you the, I don't know. I feel like this matter is significant, the order of these messages. I feel like for this one to come first is really important because this is how we have a morning time with the Lord. It has many elements, right? We empty ourselves, we get into the Word, we feed on Him. But this is the, I don't know how I would put it, this is the atmosphere in which you do all of these things, right? You may sing, you may pray, you may cry out, but if you don't begin in this way, if you don't come to the Lord in this way, I don't know, I feel like this was a real secret to me when I began to get into this, and I feel like I'm very much learning in this matter to come to is Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And one thing that helped me, I heard a brother speak this way. This was a big help to me. He said that, when we come to have a time with the Lord, what is the first thing we do? And so there's a lot of things we need to empty ourselves. We need to. I remember he said something very significant, and this is from The Economy of God, chapter 7. He said that the first thing that we do is not exercise our spirit. Actually, the first thing we do is to turn our heart to the Lord.
Amen.
And that just kind of blew my, because I thought, I'm praying, so if I pray, I need to exercise my spirit.
Yeah.
But you realize, I mean, he uses this word, that turning of the heart precedes the exercise of the spirit.
Amen.
Right? So if we don't have a turn, so I'll read you a quote that was from that chapter. So that's Economy of God, chapter 7. It says, and this blew my mind. It says, all spiritual experiences start with love in the heart. If we do not love the Lord, it will be impossible for us to receive any kind of spiritual experience. So I remember I read that. Okay, so I've heard this before. I heard something like, and I'm sure you've all heard this, something like, your morning revival doesn't start until you say, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
I tell you, I've had a lot of morning revivals that didn't start with, Lord Jesus, I love you. And I thought, and so I kind of received that word, and I would just forget about it. I'd do my thing, and at the end, I'd be like, oh man, I need to say, Lord Jesus, I love you, to make it a legitimate morning revival or something. But you realize, and that's why it's in the reading. You see that in the portion from the ministry in this today's reading. I think this is probably Brother Lee speaking. He says, every morning after rising up, I go to my desk, and the first thing I say is, Lord Jesus, I love you. But this is not just a form. This is because this is the way we come to the Lord. Okay, I'll just keep going. So this is from Life Study of Exodus, chapter 55. And all these chapters, you read the whole chapter. I'm just reading you a quote. But anyways, if you ever have the time, Life Study of Exodus 55 is really excellent. This is a quote. It says, if there is no romance between us and the Lord Jesus, then we are religious Christians, not romantic Christians. And I just say this, I'm going to keep my time. We don't realize how easy and how much we are actually religious. We may feel like, well, I'm in the Lord's recovery. I learned about my human spirit. But it's still so easy for us to be religious. This really helped me and really convicted me. Lord Jesus, save me from being a religious Christian. So we learn to come to the Lord in this way. And I felt like this, and I thought the brother brought a good point. The Lord really is seeking our love. That is what the Lord wants from us. You know, in John chapter 21, the Lord was restoring Peter. And what he wanted from Peter was not for Peter to say, I will not mess up again, Lord. I am so, you know, I wasn't absolute before, but now I'm ready to go, you know. But what, the word is, the Lord is courting us.
Amen.
So when the Lord is courting, you know, if I'm courting somebody, what I'm trying to elicit, well, the response I'm trying to get is love.
This
is the Lord. This is really what the Lord is desiring. The Lord does this. He gave himself for us. He's working our environment. He's cherishing up. But what is the response he's trying to get? It's actually love.
Amen.
So we may actually give him a lot of things he does not want, right? We may come and say, Lord, I'm going to overcome today, right? This is what you want from me. But the Lord said, if you don't love me first of all, you cannot overcome. But this is what the Lord wants. This is what touches his heart. This is what satisfies him. So for us to say, Lord Jesus, I love you, right? This is so mutual. Anyways, Lord Jesus. Okay, I'll read maybe a couple more quotes and then we can go. There's a lot. Lord Jesus. Okay, I'll read this one from this book. And this is the last chapter I recommend to you. It's from Life and Building as portrayed in the Song of Songs, chapter 2. And it says this. This whole chapter is really something. But life is a person, and there's no other way to apply and enjoy this person but by love. We need to love him. You realize that if we don't come to the Lord in this way, we may not be really touching the Lord that much. Like, to enjoy the Lord is actually to love him. There's really not much other way to enjoy the Lord but to love him. And so you may say, well, the point of morning revival is for me to get revived, so I will do these spiritual exercises, so I will have a good day. This is this is what I want to do. I revive every morning, overcoming every day. But if you don't have love in there, I don't know how revived you can actually get. Okay. Once we see the love of Jesus, we will be so constrained, so captured, and so attracted. We will spontaneously love him. Then by loving him, we will enjoy him. This is life. And since life is a person, there is no other way for us to experience him but by love.
Amen.
Okay. And I'll read one last thing. Okay. It says, we may talk about Christ being our life, but if we do not have the real love toward him, he is only life to us in doctrine. We just have the doctrine of Christ as life. We do not have the enjoyment of him as life. If we would enjoy Jesus as life, we must love him.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus,
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, teach us to come to you in this kind of a way.
Amen.
Personal and affectionate with you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I just say, when we enter in, we begin to learn to touch the Lord in this way. It's like a whole nother realm. You just don't know. Anyways, we learn to pray in this way. We learn to touch him in this way. Save us from being religious, from just saying things, but we really want to our heart to be turned to him. We do exercise our spirit, right? But we learn to have this kind of relationship with the Lord. And if we do this, wow, we will, what kind of life we will live, right? Anyways, praise the Lord. So it's 8:30. Maybe we can come back at...
How about 8:50 we come back?
8:50, so we get 20 minutes. Amen.